7 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to discuss dinim of Egla Rufa, and we already saw that if a corpse is found and we're not sure who killed him, then members of the Sanhedrin of the Lishkas HaGozes would have to go out and measure the point from where the corpse is until the closest town. And as we saw, Rabbi Shimon holds that you had to have 3 days on him. Rabbi Yehuda said you had to have 5 days on him. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara came out that all the members of Sanhedrin would leave the Sanhedrin and be involved in the Medidah in order to determine which of these towns would have to bring the Egla Rufa. And our Mishnah continues, Niftru Zikli Yishlayim V'Hochlen. After they already measured the distance from the mace until the closest town, then the Zikli Yishlayim would leave and they would be finished their job. And as Rashi brings, the Pasuk states, V'yatsu Zekanecha V'Shevtecha U'maddu El'orim Asher Sviv. And the Mishnah continues, and at this point, the Bezdin of the city that has to bring the Egla Rufa would bring a young calf that did not pull a yoke at any point. And there's a machlekes in Masechtas Parah, how young this calf has to be. According to Rabbi Elazar, it has to be less than 1 year old, and according to Chachamim, it has to be less than 2 years old. And the Mishnah continues, and Benigeya, the process of an Egla Rufa, a mum doesn't passel this calf. And the Rishonim point out that although a mum doesn't passel, but it can't be a trefa. And the Mishnah continues, and they take the calf into a valley, which is Esan. And the Mishnah continues, Esan Kamashmoi. Then what does Esan mean? Exactly the way it sounds, which means that it is kosher, that it's a very hard piece of land that can't be cultivated. And although this is the way it should be done, but Esan kosher, but even if it's not hard, it would still be kosher b'diavad. And Rashi states, like Sibba Yikuva V'lei Nema El L'mitzvah. And the Mishnah continues, V'oifin Esan B'kaifetz Machurah. And the Zikni Yair would take a cleaver and decapitate the head of this calf from the back of its neck, and it's also to plant or to work on this land at all. And the Gemara will discuss if this is referring to prior to bringing the Egla Rufa or after bringing the Egla Rufa. And even though it's also to work with the actual land, however, you're allowed to work on the land, and therefore you're allowed to soak flax on top of the land, and you're also allowed to chisel out stones on top of the land. And although the Mishnah only brought two examples, of course, any type of process that you do on top of the land, which would not actually be toiling with the land itself, would be mutar. And the Mishnah continues, that the older people of the city, including not only the Bezdin, but even the regular older people in the city, would wash their hands with water in the place where the Arifas Egla took place. And they said, that our hands did not spill this blood and our eyes did not see. And the Mishnah continues, would we have a Havmina that is a kingdom of Bezin, actual murderers? Ella, what they meant to say is, that we didn't find this person, we didn't see this person, and we let him leave the town without having muzin, and because he didn't have proper provisions, therefore we had to go and steal money from someone and steal food from people, and while he was trying to steal from someone in self-defense went and killed him. And in addition, that we didn't see him and we let him leave town without having a proper escort. And Rashi explains, that we didn't let him leave town by himself without having a proper group, and because he was traveling alone, he was a good target and someone murdered him. And we continue on Daf Mem Vav Amud Alef, and the Torah in Parakof Alef, Pasuk Hey, states, V'nikshu HaKoyinim B'nei Levi Kivam Boch Hashem L'kech L'sharsoy U'levarach B'shem Hashem V'alpim Yiyah Kol Riv V'chol Noga. And then in Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk states, V'onu V'omri Yudein L'shavcho Sadam Azeh V'inein L'ro. And Pasuk Ches we state, Kapala Am Chisol Shepedis Hashem V'altidin Dam Noki B'karav Am Chisol V'in Kapala Am Adam. And the Mishnah now continues that since the Pasuk tells us that the Kohanim were in some way involved in this process, so therefore the Mishnah states, V'akreinim Oimrim, the Kohanim are the ones who say, Kapala Am Chisol Shepedis Hashem V'altidin Dam Noki B'karav Am Chisol. And they respond to the Zikna Ir that just stated that they were not the ones who caused the death of this person. So the Kohanim now respond, they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was paid to us from Mitzrayim, he should atone for Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not place innocent blood in the middle of Klal Yisrael. And as Rashi states, and it doesn't tell us in regard to what they were coming close for, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that this is what the Kohanim state, and they would say this in Lashon HaKadosh, and even though the end of the Pasuk says, this is not stated by the Zikne Ir, and it's not stated by Kohenim either, but this is actually a pasuk that is stated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's actually a response to the process. And the Torah is telling us that if you do this process, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechapa Klal Yisrael. And as the Mishnah states, Al Ruach Kodesh Mivasrasan, that Ruach Kodesh is telling Klal Yisrael, Amos the Shitasu Kacha, that at any point that you do the process of the Egla Rufa, Hadam is Kapalem, then there will be kapara for the blood of this corpse that you found. And as Rashi says, this is not a baskal that happened every single time there was an Egla Rufa, El Milsa Ba'api Navshi, Shiruach Kodesh Bises Sol, Aide Mesh Rabbeinu, L'Shiasu Kaim, and Kapalem Adon. And we begin the Gemara, the Mishnah stated that a mum doesn't pass by the Egla Rufa, and the Gemara asks, V'him mum paisel be'egla mekal v'chayma, the L'chayra, a mum should pass by an Egla Rufa from mekal v'chayma, Uma Paraduma, and just like by the Paraduma, She'in Hashanam paisel ba, and once it's already considered a para, there's no psul l'mayla, and it could be any age, mum paisel ba, and still the Torah tells us that a mum passels, as the Torah states, Zeitzchukas HaTorah, Shetziv Hashem Lema, Da'abel Bnei Yisrael, V'yichu Alecha, Paraduma Tmima, Asher Ein Ba Mum, Asher Loi Ola Le'ha Oil, and therefore certainly in the Egla, by the Egla Rufa, Shashanam paisel ba, that we noted this year that it has to be younger than either a year or 2 years old, and then she'im mum paisuba, then certainly a mum should pass the Egla Rufa. And the Gemara answers Shani Hassan that is over there is different to Amakrab because the Pasuk with the Gea Paraduma states Ashe'im Bamum, and we learn out Bamum Paisal that only with the Gea Paraduma does a mum passel, the a mum paisal Egla, and a mum doesn't passel by an Egla Rufa. And even though, of course, we have a Kavachema, but the Mice we have a Zeresa Kosov that tells us that a mum doesn't passel by an Egla Rufa. And before we continue with the Gemara's next question, let's just point out that B'negeya Paraduma, the Torah states, Asha'im Bamum, Asha'loi Ola Le'ol. And B'negeya Eglas Rufa, the Pasuk says, Asha'loi Uba Ba, Asha'loi Mashcha Ba'ol. And as we'll see in a moment, that even though by the Paraduma, it only tells us that there's a psul if it was Ola Ola Oil, and it doesn't tell us that there's a psul if you did any work with it. However, we learned that then from the din of an Egla Rufa, where it says, Asha'loi Uba Ba, Asha'loi Mashcha Ba'ol. And the Gemara will now ask the Lechira, how can you learn the din that is an Issa of Avoida B'negeya Paraduma from the din of Egla Rufa? If B'negeya Egla Rufa, it says Ashaloi Uba Ba, and we just stated B'negeya Paraduma, where it said the word Ba, that Ba comes to tell us that it's only by the Paraduma that there's a din of Tmimim, and there's a din of She'im Bamum, and it doesn't apply to the din of Egla Rufa. So, L'chayr B'negeya Egla Rufa, we should say the same thing, that the only time there's an Issa of Ashaloi Uba Ba is only B'negeya Egla Rufa, and that would not apply to the Paraduma. And as the Gemara continues, Elami Ata, Layu Shavay this Paisel Ba, that by a Paraduma, even if you do any other Avaida with it, it should not pass the Paraduma, since it says the word Ba, B'negeya Egla Rufa. The Gemara continues that how do we know B'negeya Paraduma? There is an Issa for a person to work with it, and it would pass the Paraduma, because Alama Am Rabbi Hudam Rav, because Rabbi Hudam Rav teaches us, Hanich La Uda Shel Sakim Psula, that if someone places a bundle of empty sacks that are tied together onto the Paraduma, then it passes the Paraduma, and even though you didn't place a yoke onto the Paraduma, it still passes. And Rav continues that even though B'negeya the Paraduma, as long as you place these rags and these bundles onto the para, it would pass the para. However, the egla actually timshach b'negei eglufa. The only time it would pass the eglufa is if it actually pulls or if it actually moves while these empty sacks are on its back. And Rashi explains what is the difference between the din of a paraduma and the din of egla, because b'negei paraduma, the Torah says ashaloi olo le'oil, and therefore it's based on aliyah and it's only based on the fact that it's carrying it. However, b'negei the egla rufa, it states ashaloi ubaba ashaloi mashcha ba'oil, that it has to actually pull the oil, and until the Egla pulls the sacks or walks while carrying the sacks, it would not become puzzle. And of course, it should be bothering us that L'chira, if the only way that we know that a Paraduma is also to pull rigs and is also to do any Avodah is from the din of Egla Rufa, and but the gate of Egla Rufa, the only psal is when it actually pulls it, and it's not enough if you just place it on top of the animal. So L'chira, but the gate of Paraduma, the same din should apply, and how could it be that Rav is Bechala between a Paraduma and Egla Rufa? And Rashi tells us that the Gemara will ask this question in a moment, but in any case, we see that Rav teaches us that we learned the din of Paraduma from the din of Egla Rufa, and just like B'negeya Egla Rufa, there's an Issa Avoida with the Egla, the same applies to Paraduma, and L'chayr, since we learned this from a Kavah Chayma, so L'chayr, we should now state that since B'negeya the Egla Rufa, it says, Ashloi Uba Ba, then we should say the din of Avoida is only Ba, V'loi B'para, and how could Rav say that a Paraduma, it will be puzzle if it carries a bundle of empty sacks? And the Gemara explains, Shani Parad, Yafim Ol Me'egla, that in the Chanami, B'negeya Paraduma, is not learned based on a Kavah Chayma, but it's based on Xer Shava, based on the word that says both by the Paraduma as well as the Egla Rufa, as it says the Lashon Oil, and as Rashi states, Bekivin Xer Shava Mufti, and since Xer Shava is Mufna, the word oil is extra, therefore Havale Kamandach Sibigufa is as if the Torah stated Mufurish, Benegea Paraduma, that you can't work with the Paraduma, we won't use the word Ba in order to teach us that it doesn't apply to Egla Rufa, and the word Ba we will use for a different drasha, as we will see in a moment. And the Gemara asks, since we have Xer Shava between the Paraduma and Egla Rufa, so L'chaira, Egla Nami, Tese El Omi Para, Benegeda Egla Rufa, we should also learn from the Xer Shava that Egla Rufa is possible if it's Baal Mum. And the Gemara responds, Hamid Rachmana Ba, that since the Torah states Ba, Benegeda Paraduma, and says, Asha'im Baal Mum, so therefore it says that the only soul Benegeda Baal Mum is by a Paraduma and not by the Egla Rufa. But the Gemara states, Be'egla Nami Ksib Ba, but Benegeda Egla, it also says Ba, and we should also say that the only time there's a soul of Avaida is only by the Egla Rufa and not by the Paraduma. And the Gemara answers, Ahu, the word Ba that states Benegeda Egla Rufa, Mibayla Lamuta Kachim, that's coming to exclude Kachim, like Pasulbu Avaida, that there's no soul if you work with the animal and it could still be brought as a carbon. And Salkadat Chamina, Lacey Bekavachim Egla, that you may think that you should learn the din of Kachim from an Egla Rufa, and we should still learn as follows, that just like an Egla Rufa does not have a soul if it has a mum, Avaida Paisel's Ba, and still you can't work with it, and if you do so, it would pass the Egla Rufa. So Kachim Shemum Paisel's Ben, so certainly by Kachim, where we know that it's Chomer, and a mum passes Kachim, and it didn't Shavaida Paisel's Ben, then certainly Avaida should pass them, and therefore we have to say the word Ba. And once we know that we have a limud for the word Ba, and it's coming to teach us Ba Lamute Kachim, since we have a Xer Shavu that's Mufna between Paraduma and Egla Rufa, and we want to learn from Egla Rufa that a Paraduma would be possible if it did Avaida, so there's no need to extend the word Ba to also exclude Paraduma from the din of Avaida, as we already used the word Ba to teach us that it excludes Kachim. And once we use the word Ba for Kachim, there's no requirement to go and extend it even further. However, since we don't have anything to learn out of the word Asha'im Bamum that states Benegeya Paraduma, even though we have Xer Shavu that's Mufna, and we have Xer Shavu of oil that we should learn from Paraduma to Egla Rufa, and a mum should pass it by Egla Rufa, but even so, we're going to take the word Ba, and we will learn that the only time that a mum passes is Benegeya Paraduma and not by an Egla Rufa, as of course we can't say Ba Vilay B'Kachim because it's first Benegeya Kachim that a mum passes by Kachim. Let's continue our Gemara. Ikla Mifrach, the Gemara asked that how can you tell me that it would have a Havmin that it would be a Kavachayma between Egla Rufa and Kachim? And we would say that just like we find by an Egla Rufa, the Avodah passes it, so the Kachim should have the same din, and therefore we have to have the word Ba. But L'chaira, Mala Egla Shekin Shonim Paisels Ba, that maybe we would say the reason why the Egla Rufa has a Psal Avodah is because there's a Chumra that if it's more than a year old or more than 2 years old, you can't use such Egla Rufa. And Benegeya Kachim, there's no Psal Shonim. And the Gemara asks, Atu Kachim Mileka the Pasabu Shonim? Are you telling me the Benegeya Kachim, you never find any Kabanes with his Psal Shonim? Of course, as Rashi says, there's a Din Benegeya Pesach and Benegeya Chatos that they would be Psal if they're older than a specific amount of years. And therefore, Kiyasu Kral, Hanach Kachim, the Pasabu Shonim, then in the Chinami, you only have the Kavachayim and Benegeya is such a case. And therefore, we need the Pasuk Ba to teach us that there's no Psal of Avaida, Benegeya Kachim, where there is a Psal Shonim. And the Gemara continues, the Kachim, like Pasabu Avaida, Mehachanafka, are you telling me that the way that we know that Kachim doesn't have Psal Avaida is based on the Pasuk Ba, which we learn from Egla Rufa, but L'chayim Hasanafka, we learn it from a Pasuk that states Benegeya Kachim itself, as the Torah states, Iveris, Ishava, Icharit, Ayabelis, Igarva, Yalefes, Lois, Akrivo, Igla Hashem, Benegeya the Psalim Mamumin, the Torah lists a full list of Mamumin, and the Pasuk ends off, Lois, Akrivo, Igla Hashem, and we learn out, Eila, Iatamakav, that you can't bring Behemoth, Adam, Isbeach, that have these Mamumin, Avalatamakav, Kachim, Shenevda, Ben Avaida, but you can't bring Kachim that would never Ben Avaida onto the Mizbeach. So L'chayim, we don't need the word Ba, and really the Gemara's question is even deeper, that L'chayim, if we don't need the word Ba to teach us that Kachim don't have a Psal of Avaida, then since we don't learn anything out of the word Ba, then we should actually learn that the only time that the Psal of Avaida is Benegeya Egla Rufa and not Benegeya Paraduma, and the original question still stands. But the Gemara answers, Istrich, we do need the word Ba, as Sakta Chamina, we may think, that the only time the Torah says that there's no Psal of Avaida Benegeya Kachim is only when you did Avaida Seta with this animal, our Avaida Issa, but if you did an Avaida which was Asa, for example, you worked with the Behem on Shabbos, or you did Klayim, and you took a Shor and Chamar, and you worked together with them in a field, then Emelistru, maybe there would be a Psal even Benegeya Kachim. Therefore, Tzricha, we do need the word Ba to teach us that the only time the Psal Avaida applies is only by an Egla Rufa and not by Kachim. The Gemara continues, Bahanami Mahachanafka, that how do you tell me that we learned the din of Avaida Issa from the din of Egla Rufa, but L'chari, we have another Pasuk, Benegeya Bali Mumin, as the Pasuk states, Umiyab Benecha Lois Akrivu Es Lechem Aleikecha Mikol Egla Kimashchasim Behem Mumbam Leiratzu Lechem. Once again, we learn, Eli Atimakav, that you can't bring a behemoth that has the Mumin, Aval Atimakav Kachim Shnemba Amveida, but an animal that was worked with, you can bring onto his Bech, and L'chari, we don't need the word Ba, and the Gemara answers, Istrich, we do need the word Ba. As Sakha Chamina, you would still think, Halimit Lechecha Av Ben Kshen Chulin, that maybe the only time the Torah says that there's no Psal Aveida is if you worked with this animal while it was still Chulin, Aval Av Ben Kshen Kachim, kachim, but if someone does work with these animals while they were already kachim and they're already in state of kachim, a malistru, maybe over there there would be a psil avaida. So tzricha, that's why we still need the word ba to teach us that even in such a case, there is no psil avaida by kachim, and the psil avaida only applies to an egla rufa. And the Gemara continues, gufa, we learned before, amr behudam rab, hanich lea udashel sakim psula, over egla asher timshech. And if you place a bundle of empty sacks onto the paraduma, it would pass to the paraduma, even if it didn't walk at all, and even if it were just carrying it, over egla asher timshech. And the only time it passes an egla rufa is only once the egla moved it a little bit and walked a drop. And the Gemara continues, meisfeil, ask your kasha on this din of rab, as the benegeya para, the Torah states oil, that it can't have an oil that goes onto the para. In the oil, we only know benegeya yoke, sha'avaydish benayin, how do we know that the psul for the paraduma if it does any work? So amr kavachayma, we learn this have a kavachayma, ma egla she'im mum paisel ba, sha'avaydish paisel ba, that just like benegeya egla, that a mum doesn't passel egla rufa as we learned before. And even so, if you do any avayda with the egla rufa, it'll passel, so para she'mum paisel ba, so benegeya paraduma, where we know a mum passels it, so ain't it din she'sha'avaydish paisel ba, so certainly other avaydas that were done with the paraduma should passel it. And the Gemara states, v'im nafshach alayma, and if you're going to tell me that for some reason this kavachim doesn't work, which the Gemara will explain in a moment why the kavachim may not work, then we have a gzeir shava that says oh b'negei paraduma as well as b'negei eglarufa, and therefore we learn out malalon shavaydis paslba just like b'negei eglarufa all avaydis paslit afkan shavaydis paslis also b'negei paraduma other avaydis also pasl paraduma, and not only if you place a yoke on the paraduma. And the Gemara asks mayim nafshach alayma, what does it mean when the Brisa states if you will tell me that the kavachim will not work? And the Gemara explains that there are actually two reasons why this kavachim may not work. As b'chitema ikla mifrach, as if you're going to say we could be perich the kavachim, mala eglish kin shalom paisel ba, that eglarufa is more chomer than a paraduma, as there is an upper limit as to when an eglarufa can be brought, as it either can only be brought up till it's 1 year old or up till it's 2 years old. Inami kachim yichicho, or will bring a raya from kachim shemum paisel ben, that even though a mum passes by kachim, vein aveda paisel ben, but aveda doesn't passel ben gei a kachim. So therefore, nema kan ol v'nema al lon ol, we actually have a gzeir shava between paraduma and egla rufa, malalon sha'avaydis, afkan sha'avaydis, and just like it's clear in the Torah that sha'avaydis passel by an egla rufa, therefore b'negei paraduma, sha'avaydis would also passel. And as Rashi says, that this gzeir shava is mufta, since the word ol is not needed b'negei egla rufa, as since the Torah passels the egla rufa, if it had any avayda, as the Torah states, ashalei ubaba, so therefore certainly an oil is included in all avayda, and the Torah didn't have to say the word oil, and once it's gzeir shava mufta, therefore a meshiv and al gzeir shava, you can't ask any questions on this gzeir shava. Finally, the Gemara asks this question on Rabbi Huda Amrav, or Makam Shabasa, and Lachariya, since we learned the din of Paraduma from the din of Egla Rufa, so Lachariya, the din should be similar, and Malalon Asher Timshach, just like Benegeya, the din of Egla Rufa, Avoida only passels if it actually did Avoida and actually pulled something, as the Torah specifically says, Ashalei Ubaba, Ashalei Mashcha Ba'el, so Lachariya, the psul of Avoida, Benegeya Paraduma, should only be if it actually pulled something and actually did some work with it, and not only if you just place something on top of the paraduma. The Gemara responds, Tanoi, that any chadami is based on a machlekes tanoim, and Rav is going like one sheet of tanoim, the ikid of maisalam megegla, that while it's true that the psul da avida benegea paraduma, some learn from the gzeir shava of egla rufa, in the chadami, according to those tanoim, that the din would be that the only time that a paraduma would become puzzle is if it did avida and it was mashach. However, the ikid of maisalam is good for the para, but some learn that the psul avida benegea paraduma is actually learned in the din of paraduma itself, and we don't have to come on to the gzeir shava from egla rufa. Rav learns like this Tana, and since b'negeya din of paraduma, the Torah says ashaloi olo le oil, and there's no requirement of mashka oil. That's why Rav was able to be mechalek between the din b'negeya paraduma and the din b'negeya egla rufa. And although b'negeya egla rufa, the only time that it would pass the egla rufa is if you did avoda and you were mashach, and it had to be that the udash shel sakin was nimshach. However, b'negeya din of paraduma, even if you just placed the udash shel sakin on top of the paraduma, it would already pass the paraduma. And the Gemara now brings this man to Amma. The Tanya is willing to brisa oil. The pasuk says b'negei paraduma oil. Ain le'ol oil shavaydis minayin tamalema shaloi olo le'ol oil mikol makim. That since the Torah states that the oil did not go on this behima, so we learn that even if it did any avoda, it would passel the paraduma. In a moment, we'll read Rashi and we'll understand the limit of the Gemara. But let's just continue till the end of this point. And came matamalema oil. And if so, why did the Torah specifically say oil b'negei paraduma if any avoda would passel a paraduma? And we learn out oil posel ben b'shas avoda ben shloim b'shas avoda, that if you place a yoke on your animal, if you did it b'shas avoda and you want to actually start working with this animal, it will pass on the animal. And even if you put it on just because you wanted to store it on the animal, but you never really had any kavana that you can actually work with this para, and even so you would pass on the para. paraduma, but shavaydis ain't paisles el b'shas avayda, that the only time that other avaydis passel this paraduma is only if you place it on the animal, and the kavana is that the parish should actually do work with this actual item. However, if you just place it there to store it there, that would not be a psul b'negei paraduma. Rashi explains what was the Gemara's limud, because since the Torah could have stated asher oil loy olala, that the oil did not go on to the animal, and instead stated asher loy olala oil, so it's as if we actually have a comma, and the way we should read this pasuk is as follows: asher loy olala, that didn't do any avodah. Number two, that there's an issur to do avodah with it, with the yoke. And as we just saw, that the Gemara explained that there is a difference between if a person does avodah with a paraduma, with a different type of avodah, or if he actually places a yoke on the paraduma, and there would be a difference if it was shiloy b'shas avodah, as we just saw. Gemara states that how can we learn from this pasuk that there's an issur avodah b'negei paraduma? The ema asher loy olala klal. We should state that the word asher loy olala is a klal, and the word oil is a prat. And as we know, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, that klal prat, ein b'chlal al masher prat, and therefore we should learn out oil is midyachrin loy, that a paraduma only becomes puzzle if it does work with a yoke, and it doesn't become puzzle if it does work with any other type of work. And the Gemara answers asher ribuyu, that since the Torah states asher loy olala oil, so we learn out a ribuy that we can't learn a klal prat in this case, and any time the Torah states the word asher, the din of klal prat doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues v'tani nami gabe egla kai gavna, and we also see a similar brisa b'degei egla rufa oil, ingli ela oil, and when the pasuk states b'degei egla rufa, that the psul if you place an oil on it, and one may think that the egla rufa only becomes psul by putting an oil on it, sha'avodis b'nayin, how do you know it becomes psul even through other avodis? Tam lema asher loy ubaba mikol makom, the Torah states mefurish that even if you did any work, and certainly the brisa knew that there was this pasuk, and the brisa is just going and speaking out this idea that it's a general psul of aveda b'degei the egla rufa, and therefore the Gemara just set up its next question in came matam lema all, if it's true that any avodah would be puzzled by an egla rufa, so why would the Torah have to tell us that if you put an oil onto an egla rufa, it would puzzle the egla rufa? And the Gemara explains, similar to what we just stated, b'degei paraduma, oil puzzle b'im b'shas avida b'im shloy b'shas avida, although the oil would puzzle if it's while it's doing work, or even if you didn't intend for it to do work, sha'avidus ain't paisles el b'shas avida, however b'degei other avidas, it only puzzles if you wanted to actually do work, and you actually wanted to carry this. Then the Gemara says, b'im ha'shaloi u b'klal, oil prat, again the Gemara asks, that l'chiria, the word ha'shaloi u b'shaloi should be a klal, the word oil should be a prat, and klal prat in b'chlal el mashem prat oil in midyachrin eloi, and maybe b'negei egla rufa, the only psul would be if you put a yoke on it and not b'negei other avedis. And once again the Gemara says asher ribuyu, that since the pasuk says asher loy ubaba asher loy mashka b'oil, so the word asher tells us that we should not learn this pasuk as a klal prat, and therefore the din is that not only would oil pasul egla rufa, but any avedis would pasul egla rufa as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravo, Ravo stated by Menim Rabbechon, we ask Rabbechon the following shayla, Meshichas oil bekamba, how much would the egla rufa have to pulse the oil in order to become puzzle? Amalei, Rabbi Yechon responded, Kimloi oil, and the Gemara asked, Ibailu, what does it mean when he stated Kimloi oil? The Arkoi Lerachbay, does it mean the length of the yoke, or what did he mean the width of the yoke? And the Gemara states, Amalu Hamu Rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, that one Rabbanon whose name was Rabbi Yaakov told him, Ludvi Mifishli Menei Rabbi Yechon, that to me it was explained from Rabbi Yechon himself, Meshichas oil, Lerachbay Tefach, that in order for the paraduma to be puzzle, it has to pull the yoke, the distance of the width of the yoke, and which is a Tefach. And the Gemara is, if the actual shear is a Tefach, so why didn't Rabbi Yechon say clearly that the shear is a tefach? And the Gemara answers, Hakamashblan shiur de oil tefachavei, that the chiddush of Rabbi Yechon was that the shear of a standard yoke is a tefach. And l'may nafkamina, the nafkamina will be l'mekach memka. If someone goes and tells someone, I'm selling you a yoke, and then the person comes and gives him a yoke that's a very thin yoke, it's not a tefach thick, then he could say it's a mekach tais. And if he sells him a yoke that's a tefach wide, then l'kech kentaina, that I really meant to buy a yoke that was larger than a tefach, and it's not considered a mekach tais. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon and Shol stated in Pnei Ma'am Torah, Hive Egla B'Nachal, why did the Torah teach us that we should specifically bring the Egla Rufa in the Nachal Eson? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yaveh Dov Shalei Asa Peiros, you should bring a young eagle, a young calf that did not yet have the ability to have children. And as Rashi states, that Egla Bashnasa Lo Yolada, that an eagle that's less than a year old cannot give birth, the Arav B'Mokim Shein Asa Peiros, and you should decapitate it in a place where the land is rocky and it's hard, and therefore nothing could grow, V'Yichata Mi Shalei Yinicha last is Paris, and should be mechapa on this murderer who didn't allow this person they killed to have Paris. And the Gemara asks, my Paris, what does the word Paris mean in this brisa? And the Gemara explains, Elaim a pair of Yervia, if you can tell me it refers to the person having children, El Me'ata, Azokif Asaris, Tachinamid Loyafinon, if this is true, then would you say that if you find a corpse that is old, or you find a Saris, then we would not have the Pasha of Egla Rufa, but the Maisa, we don't find such a Mi'at? And if the Gemara says, El Mitzvahs, what Rabbi Yechon ben Shaul was referring to is that you killed someone, and therefore this person was no longer able to be Mekayim any more mitzvahs. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Meridin Isan Nachal Isan, Isan Kemeshmoy Kosher, and you take down the Egla Rufa to Nachal Isan, and we explain Nachal Isan means a valley that is very hard and you can't cultivate it. Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa, Minayin La Isan Shu Kosher, how do we know that the word Isan refers to something that's hard? Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Bullock, and we continue in Daf Mem Vavam Abeis, Isan Meshavecha Vesim Beselo Kinecha, that your dwelling is card and your nest is set in a rock. And Rashi says, Alma Isan Hu Sela, that since the end of the Pasuk speaks about a Sela, therefore when the Torah states the word Isan, it must be speaking about a rock as well and something that's hard. And Va'imam, we have another Pasuk in Micha that states, Shimu Harim is Riv Hashem, that the mountain should hear the battle of Hashem, Ve'isan and Moist Eretz, and the strong ones that are the foundation of the earth. And as Rashi says, that we see from here that Isarim referred to Harim, and the Chol Har Shalavanamu, and every mountain consists of stones and is hard, and therefore we see that Nachal Isan refers to a hard valley that can't be cultivated. Now here, I remember others say, Minayin La'isan Shu Yashan, how do we know that the word Isan refers to something that is old and was never cultivated? Shinema, Goy Isan Hu, Goy Ba'ilam Hu, that the Pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring against Klal Yisrael an older nation, and a nation that was ancient, that started at the beginning of the world. And once again, since the end of the Pasuk states that this nation was from the beginning of the world, therefore when the Torah states Goy Isan Hu, it's also stating that the Goy was old. And Rashi explains that according to this Mandama, that when the Pasuk states Nachal Isan, that the valley has to have old soil, and not the Hebrew kaka from new kaka from other place. And l'chair, according to this Mandama, you could have soil that can be cultivated, and the only requirement is that it has to be old soil, and it can't be new soil. And l'chair, our Mishnah is not going like this man to Omar. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, and you decapitate the head of the Egla from the back of its neck with a meat cleaver. And the Gemara says, how do we know we do it from the back of its neck? We learn the word Arifa from the word Arifa that we find by Chatas Oif. And over there, the Pasuk states, and just like Benegei a bird, when you do Malika, it's from the back of its neck. Here too, it has to be from the back of its neck. And therefore, the Meiri states that even though it would seem they have to completely decapitate the head of this Egla, however, since we have a limud from the din of Malika to the din of Egla Rufa, therefore the Miri states that all you have to do is achiyu simana nechtachin oiruban v'chenis bar b'talmud amayriv shetzarech la'arav b'yiroi shnayim, that all you have to sever is at least most of the two simanim. And the Gemara continues in Kotra Mishnah Mekayma Asal Melzoyim Alevad, and its makim will be asa to plant and to do working. And the Gemara will now discuss the pasuk that states v'yiridu zikne ir ha'hi esa Egla el Nachal Isan ashalei ovid boi v'li yizareya v'arfu shom esa Egla b'nachal. And the Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Brisa, Ashaloya Ovaboy Vele Yizareya Lishava Div Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says this tells us that it couldn't have been worked in the past. And Rabbi Yisrael Emel Laba, Rabbi Yisrael states that the issa is that you can't work this field and you can't plant this field in the future. And Amar Rava, Rava comes to explain the words Rabbi Yeshua and the words Rabbi Yisrael Laba, the Kuliam Bele Pligi, the Chsiv Vele Yizareya, that there's no question that in the future you can't work this field and you can't plant it. As the Torah states, Vele Yizareya. And as Rashi states, Chsiv Vele Yizareya, Mashma Laba, and the Mashmais is in the future, as if it would say the word asher, then it would be mashma in the past. Rava continues, keep pligi l'shava. The only machlek is between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison is as to the past. And Rabbi Yeshua Sava, Rabbi Yeshua says that it goes on the past as well. As miksiv l'yuba, does the pasuk state that it won't be worked in the future? It says l'yavid, which is mashma that no work was done to it in the past. Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yenison hold that it's only going on the future because miksiv asher nevad, the Torah should have written a very clear statement and should have said that it was never worked. Since the Torah used a term which is not so clear, and it says Yashaliyah Avibai, so therefore it's Muchach that the Torah meant to say that you can't work this in the future, but even if it was worked in the past, it would still be kosher for the Egla Rufa. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yeshua Asher L'Shavah Mashma, that since it says Yashaliyah Avibai, so by the Torah using the Lashon Asher, which is Mashma, that which was not planted in the past, so therefore we see that the Torah is referring to the past. And Rabbi Yenison Asher Ribuyahu, according to Rabbi Yenison, the word Asher is coming to be Marba, that you should not think that the only type of work that can't be done in the Nachal is only planting, but other work can be done there. Kamashmal and the word Asher to teach us a ribui that any work can't be done in the Egla Rufa. But Lamaisa, the only time that work is also in the Nachal is only after the Egla Rufa was done, but prior to the Egla Rufa being done, there's no problem if the Nachal was already used for work. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Umitra Lisurek Sham Pishton, that even though it's us to do work and us to plant there, however, that's only work that's done in the field. However, you're doing work on the field, that's not going to be usa. And therefore, if someone wants to spread out their flax over there, or someone wants to go and chisel out the stones, that would be fine. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brisa. The pasuk states, "Asher lo yavir bo v'lo yizareya ein le'el zriya." That we only know that zriya is usa. Shav vaydus menayin. How do you know other vaydus would be usa? Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Asher lo yavir bo mikol makim." That since the Torah says the extra word asher, so therefore we learn out that any type of work would be usa in Nachal Eson. So if so, why did the Torah specify that you can't plant there if you're not allowed to do any type of work? And this comes to teach you mazriya mucheda shebeguf shokaka, just like planting is done in the kaka itself. Afkol shebeguf shokaka, the only avodah that's also in Nachal Eson is only something that's done in the kaka itself. Yasa srikas pishtun v'nikavonim she'enim beguf shokaka. However, combing of flax or chiseling of stones is not an avodah in the kaka itself, and therefore is mutter. And the Gemara asks a similar question that we already asked twice before. Ve'ema shaliyavu by klal, that since the pasuk says shaliyavu by, that is a general issa v'leizareya prat, and the Torah specifies that you can't plant, and we should say klal prat in b'klal or mashu prat, and therefore zriya in midyachrin alai, and there should be no issa to do any other avodah in the kaka. And the Gemara answers again, asher ribui, who once you have the word asher, there is a rule that we don't have the general rule of klal prat when we have the word asher. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, zikne ir rechzin yedayan, and the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, and the Gemara now brings down the entire pasuk vav that states b'negei eglarufa, b'chol zikne ir ahi, hakrev melachol, yichatsu sudeim ala eglarufa b'nachol. And the Gemara states, she'in tam alay marufa, we didn't have to say the word arufa over here, as we know we're talking about the eglarufa, since we're talking about the pasha of eglarufa, u'mat tam alay marufa, so why does it say that it was the eagle that you decapitated? And the Gemara explains, al mokam arifas to shol egla, that the requirement for all the elders of the town to wash their hands has to be done at the actual spot where they decapitated the eagle, and it can't be done at any spot that they want in Nachal Eson. And the Gemara continues with Pasuk Zayin and states, Va'anu va'amru yadeinu le'shavchu sadam hazeh ve'inenu le'ro. And the Brisa explains, V'chial beinu also, shebezin shevchen damim, do you think that bezin were murderers? Elav be'yodeinu patrinu b'lay mezenis v'leirinu v'nechadam b'lay levaya. Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Yomeya ime, chayfin levaya. The Ramea tells us that we see from the Pashbeg Larufa that you could force someone to do levaya. As we said, that bezin says that we never saw him and we let him go without levaya, and it's mashma that's in the power to actually make sure that he had someone escort them, and therefore we see that bezin could force people to actually escort someone out of the town. And the Rambam states, kaifin levaya keder shekaifin tzedakah, that this is based on the concept that we could force someone to give tzedakah. Or bezin hoy mesakin shluchim lelavis adam or even makom makom, and bezin used to be mesakin specific shluchim that would have this job to escort people from place to place. And Ramea continues his schal levaya in lashia, because we find that the schal for someone escorting someone or someone giving proper information to help someone that's traveling does not have any shear. Shenema, as the pasuk states in Shaftim, when the Bnei Menashe and Bnei Ephraim were trying to capture Bezalel, and the pasuk says, "V'yura Hashem ishyotzim in ha'ir," that these guards saw someone leaving the city, and they said to him, "Harenu nos mevayir v'sinim chachesed, please show us how to get into the city, and if you do so, then we will do kindness with you." Uksiv, and then the pasuk states, "V'yarimes mevayir," that the person showed them the opening of the city, u'machesed asiyimai, and what was the great kindness that Klal Yisrael did with this person, shekol yisayir hagol fi charev, as l'maisa, every single person in the city they killed. However, they sent away this person and his mishpacha, and he was saved. And the Gemara continues to discuss this person and what happened to this person, and the pasuk says, two pasukim later in pasuk avav, that this person went to Eretz Achiti and he built a city and he called it Luz, and this is the name of the city until this day. Tani went to Braisa, he Luz, this is Luz where they died at Tchilas, and therefore they had a lot of panasa. Who Luz, Shabbos Sancherev, Loi Bilbla, that even though Sancherev went to all the other cities and he mixed them up and he made sure that those people that lived in that city were sent out of that city, and therefore he mixed up all the different nations and he caused them to be in disarray. However, Luz never had this problem, and Nebuchadnezzar v'lo yachriva, and when Nebuchadnezzar came to Yisrael and destroyed the entire Yisrael, he did not destroy the city. And the Malach HaMavis also doesn't have rishus to go into Luz, and therefore he can't kill anyone in the city. As the Kim Shabab is man shadayt and katzalein, when there's an old person who doesn't want to live any longer and he's depressed and he's ready to die, yoitz and chusel chaim of heimesim, they go outside of the walls of the city of Luz, and over there the Malach HaMavis has shlita and he's able to kill them and they die. Gemara brings a raya from this Kanani. Certainly we have a kavuchema, that since this Knani had such a schus, even though he didn't say anything with his mouth, and he didn't actually walk with them, and he didn't actually escort them, and it caused that he was saved as well as all his children until all future generations, and certainly someone that's escort someone with his feet, certainly he'll have this great schos and he'll have great schosim. But Mar Harlem, if he didn't walk with his feet and he didn't actually speak, so how did he show them the entrance to Yerichai? And the Gemara brings two explanations. Chizkiyahu and Befiv Ikim Lahem, that according to Chizkiyahu, he mouthed the word to them, but he didn't actually say the words. Rabbi Yechon Amar, that's by Harlem, that he actually pointed with his finger, but he didn't say his words and he didn't walk with them. Tankavas Rabbi Yechon, we have a brace that says, like Rabbi Yechon, Bishlosha Knani Zer, Harab Etzbai, because the Knani showed with his finger as to how to get into Yerichai, Gar Matzola, Loy Lozaria, Tsoy Kaladeris. Amar Bishul Malevi, Bishul Malevi states, Hamahak Baderach, if someone travels, Bain Lilavoya, and he doesn't have someone to escort him, Yas Bateria, he should learn Torah, and that would be his chus that would protect him. Shinem, as the Pasuk states in Mishlei, Kilavoyas Kain, Him Lurishecha, Vanakim Lagagri Secha, and this Pasuk is referring to the words of Torah, and the words of Torah will act as an escort for a person and protect him. And the Gemara continues, Varma Bishul Malevi, Bishul Abapsia, Shaliva Pari Lavram, because of the four steps that Pari took in order to escort Avram. Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Lechcha, Vayitzabala Pari Anoshim, Vayishachu Isir Ves Ishtai, Ves Kalashaloi. So we see Pari made sure that Avram and Sarah had an escort out of the city, Nishtavi Bonavab. Therefore, Avram's children had to serve Pari for 400 years. As the Pasuk tells us, that Klai Yisrael will be Avodim for 400 years. And of course, this is not the reason why we had to be Avodim in Mitzrayim for 400 years. It's just telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that your children will be Avodim for 400 years. And the question is, why was Pari the one who actually was the one who carried out this Gzirah? And that is because he escorted Avram and Sarah outside of Mitzrayim. And even though, of course, Pari didn't do this, and he sent Avodim, but as we saw, that there's actually no requirement for Bezin to actually escort a person out of a city, and it's only a requirement that Bezin should make sure that there's someone that's responsible to escort a person out of a city. And even though the Torah doesn't state that this was Abba Psias, but since the actual minimum amount and shear of escorting someone is 4 Amis, therefore it must be that they walked him out 4 Amis. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yudam Rav, Kom Lavis Chavir, Abba Amis, Ba'ir, Ein Anizak, if someone escorts his friend out of the city for 4 Amis, then this friend that is traveling will not come to any harm. And the Gemara tells us, Ravina alvul Rav by Yitzchak Abba Amis Be'er. Ravina escorted Rav by Yitzchak 4 Amis in the city. Matli Yada Zeka v'Israel. And even though Rav by Yitzchak was in danger, but he was saved from it based on the fact that someone escorted him out of the town. And some explain that by escorting someone out of town, they have self confidence and they feel more chashiv. And this way, they're able to protect themselves much better while they're traveling. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa, Harav Talmud Ali Bur Shalir, that the shear for Rebbe to escort his Talmud is until the point that's considered the city. And as we know, that the share of a city is until there's a space of 70 amis and a little bit that was between the last house and the next house. And lechava, if you're walking together with a friend, then the share is at Chum Shabbos that you have to work him even further and you have to walk until the end of the Chum Shabbos. And Talmud l'Rav ain't le share. However, a Talmud that's escorting to his Rebbe doesn't have any share. And the Gemara says, Bekama, so l'maisa, what is a share? Of course, you don't have to go with him until the next city. Rav Sheshi says, ad paso, until 4 mil, which is a paso. So, which is four times as much as a friend has to escort his friend. And the Gemara continues, that is only referring to a Rebbe who's not your Rebbe Muvik. Of Rabbi Muvik, Shlesh Pasais, but Menegay Rabbi Muvik, you have to escort him up to 3 Pasais, which is 12 mil. And the Gemara continues, Rav Kahana Alvil, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, Mipum Nahara, Beit Sinisa Bavel. Rav Kahana escorted his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, from Pum Nahara until the place called Beit Sinisa Bavel, where there were a lot of palm trees growing, and Sinisa, Lashon of a palm tree. And Kimatuhasim, when they got there, so Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, that these palm trees that are in Bavel have already been there from the times of Adam Rishon. So Amalei Shor of Shimon Ba'ashi stated, you reminded me of something that Rabbi Yisrael Plina taught me. And my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Yirmiyah that states, that there's a land that people didn't go through and no one settled in, and Rabbi Yisrael Plina was bothered that people didn't pass through this land, that certainly didn't settle in this land, and certainly was desolate. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Pchanina explained that what the Pasuk is telling us, if Adam Rishon actually was Goyza, that this area should be settled, then it was settled. And if there was a land where Adam Rishon was not Goyza, that it should be settled, then it was never settled, and it will always be desolate. And as Rashi says, that Adam Rishon was not Goyza, that it should be a settlement over there. And this is exactly what Rav Kahana told Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, that you once told us that people say that these trees come from the time of Adam Rishon, as Adam Rishon must have been Geizer, that this land should be a land that has palm trees, and it shouldn't be a land that you grow other products in, and it should only have palm trees. And the Gemara continues, Rav Mordechai Alvi Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai was Milavis Rabbi Rav Ashi, Ma'agunya Ba'ad Beit Kippi, from Ma'agunya until the place called Beit Kippi, Va'amilo, and some say Ad Beit Dura, till the place called Beit Dura. And the Gemara continues, Omer Beicha Meshur Rameya, Kol She'in Milavu, Mislavu, Kilu She'vidamim, if someone does escort people, and he travels without being escorted, then it's as if he actually causes his own death, or causes other people's death, She'l Mali Levo, and She'iricha Lelisha, as if the people that lived in Yerichai would have escorted Elisha out of Yerichai, Legira Dubim, Litinikas, then it wouldn't have caused that the bears would be incited to go and attack the children. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Benegay Elisha, V'yal Misham Beisel, that Elisha left Yerichai and he went towards Beisel, V'hu'olu Bederach, and he was traveling in Urm Katanim Yotzim in the air, V'yiskalsubai, and there were young children that went out of the city, and they were making fun of him, V'yemulai, and they said to him, Alei Karech, go away, you person that's bald, go away, you bald one. And the Gemara explains that since when Elisha came, he caused that the water in Yerichai would get better at tasting, and it wasn't dangerous to drink the water in Yerichai, and therefore people that used to have a job to go and bring water from other cities, and they would have panasa from that, they actually felt that they won't have panasa any longer, and they didn't have a mun and a kodesh baruch hu, they could bring them panasa from other places, and therefore they were angry at Elisha, and Amrulay, and they said to him, Alei shekachanu alein nesamakim, that you were the one who caused this place to become bold for us, and you took away our panasa. And as we will see, based on the fact that they said this to Elisha, therefore vayif and Achrav Elisha turned backwards, by Yarim, and he saw them, by Kalim b'shem Hashem, and he cursed them. But it said, "Shtayim dubim in Ayar," and two bears came out of the forest. But Habakkuk mehem abayim mushnei yelodim, and 42 children were killed at that point. And the Gemara continues, "Mayun arim katanim b'negei Elisha." Why does the pasuk say that they were in the arim and they were katanim? If they were in the arim, they're not katanim. If they're katanim, they're not in the arim. So Amar Blazer, Blazer explains, "Shemin urim and mitzvahs." Really, they were katanim, but they were empty from mitzvahs, or katanim shahiyu mekatanim emuna, or they were really in the arim, but they were called katanim because they didn't have emunah. And as we explained, that they thought that since Elisha made the water sweet, therefore they would no longer be able to receive panasa, and they didn't have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues with the third pshat. Tanu, we learned at Brisa, Na'arim Hayu, that really they were Na'arim, who bizbuzu atzmi k'ktanim, but they were called k'tanim because they embarrassed themselves by acting like young children. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Rav Yisef, V'duma Hashem Mekayman, why are you bothered with this pasuk at all, if maybe what the pasuk means that they were k'tanim, but they were from the place called Na'arim, and Rav Yisef brings a raya that there is a place called Na'arim, as Miloik Siv. Doesn't the pasuk state in Malachim Beis Va'aram Yatzu Gedudim VeYishpu Meretz Yisrael Na'ar Ktana? The Kashlan, we had the Kasha over there as well. Na'ar Ktana, how can you call this woman a Na'ar and also call her Ktana? Amram Padas, and Rav Padas answered Ktana de Menurin, that in a Chinami this woman was a Ktana, but she came from a place called Na'urin. And over here also we should say that these children were Ktanim, but they came from a place called Na'urin. And the Gemara answers Haisam Leim Farish Mekayma. Over there the Torah doesn't tell us where they were from, and therefore we could say they were from Na'urin. Hachem Farish Mekayman, but over here it says Elisha was in Yerichai and left Yerichai, and therefore we know that these children must have been from Yerichai and they weren't from Urim, and therefore we ask Astira Delachira, how can we call them Tanim and call them Na'arim at the same time? And the Gemara continues to discuss the story of Elisha with the 42 children, and the Pasuk states in Malachim Beis and Perak Beis and Pasuk Chav Dalid, Ayifen Acha Vayirim Vaykalim B'Shem Hashem Vatzitena Shtayim Dubim Mineyar Vatabakna Mehem Abor Mishne Yelodim. And the Gemara asks, Ma Rav, what did Elisha see? Rav, Rav states, Rav Mamish, he actually saw them, Kitani as we learned to the Brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima, Kalmak. Any time the Chachamim place the eyes where a person should be in Nidui or a person was Mivazah Talmid Chachamim, then we will find either Misa or Oini. And therefore, according to Rav, when the Pasuk states that he saw them and he cursed them, it doesn't mean that Elisha actually cursed them, but by seeing them, that was the actual curse. And Shmuel says, Rosh Shekul Nisabra Behan Imam B'Yom Kippurim, they saw that all their mothers became pregnant on Yom Kippur, and they were even Issad Reisa of Tashamita on Yom Kippur. And we learned this from the Pasuk that states, Aim, and we learned as if the pasuk says, "Vayar aim." They saw their mothers. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, man, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha states, "Blayri Yisrael lohen kamerim." He saw that they all had long hair that was grown for at least a year, which was the darkei amiri, as the pasuk says, "Vayir aim." And the letters of ayirim are the same letters as amiri. And the Gemara continues with the fourth pshat. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, "Rosh lehoyis ben lachlucha shel mitzvah." The Elisha saw that they didn't have any mitzvahs at all. And the Gemara asks, "Vizilma b'zareh and have a hava?" That how could he cause them to be killed if lemaisa maybe their children would have mitzvahs? So Amar Blaza. Now Elisha saw that they didn't have mitzvahs, and that children as well as all the future generations would not have mitzvahs, and we will stop over here.